And now this is a dictation for RITA, R-I-T-A, Cook, C-O-O-K, May 2647, addressed as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Kaitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Kaitman, a follow-up for Mrs. Cook, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit, July. She was admitted to the hospital with asthma COPD exacerbation. She has underlying CHF, morbid obesity, diabetes. Uses oxygen 24 hours, nasal congestion, denies fever, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, a minor burning on the urine but no cloudiness or blood, has frequency nocturia, chronic incontinence, trying to do low sodium, no recent chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis. Denied syncope, but she did have a trip. Was able to manage to stand up by herself, no loss of consciousness, no focal deficit, did not go to the emergency room, no broken bone, no localized tenderness. Daughter lives with her. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Bumex, Norvasc, Coric, Dostasorexant, nitrates, lisinopril. Takes narcotics for pain control. Diabetes, cholesterol, triglyceride treatment, inhalers, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, pressing weight 259, blood pressure by nurse was 180 over 80, lungs distant clear, premature beats, no pericardial rap, obesity, no tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral, normal speech. Recent chemistries in February, creatinine 2.6. Stable for the last 1 year, representing a GFR of 18, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8, chronic low platelets 124, anemia 9.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. We have discussed about dialysis when the time comes. We do it for one of two major reasons, symptoms of uremia from toxicity, or unable to control CHF valium overload despite salt fluid restriction of diuretics. Today, she looks clinically stable. Lungs, if anything, were clear. She is on salt fluid restriction diuretics. She's tolerating ACE inhibitors among other blood pressure medications for blood pressure, as well as for underlying COPD, CHF. with preserved ejection fraction. She has respiratory failure for morbid obesity, restricted process on top of probably lung and heart. Next number, we discuss about anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated so we can replace it as well as EPO treatment. Next number, low platelets, mild, stable, no active bleeding. We will continue chemistry on a monthly basis. Ideally, she needs to have an AB fistula. She will not be a candidate for peritoneal dialysis given her body size. She will not be able to do it by herself. We cannot depend, however, on family who works. We will monitor over time, end of dictation.